To understand our next item, you have to take on board the following fact. Many drug companies charge nearly the same price for a bottle of 40 milligram pills as they do for a bottle containing the same drug and the same number of 20 milligram pills. That's twice the medication per pill for just about the same price. Not surprisingly, a practice of pill splitting has developed. Get a bottle of 40 milligram pills and cut them in half. The drug companies have warned that that could be unsafe, but a new study says that in many cases, it is an advisable strategy that can yield big savings. Professor Randall Stafford of Stanford University Medical School is a co-author of that study. And Dr. Stafford, first, can you explain why so many pills are priced the way they are with no premium for bigger dosages?
Well, this is a traditional practice that has grown up in the pharmaceutical industry for some medications. And I'll leave it at that, that this is a tradition and the drug companies may have some very specific reasons for pricing medications the way they do.
Well, what kind of medications did you find can be split safely and for substantial savings?
We went through a specific process of looking at the most commonly prescribed medications, and from that list, trying to narrow down to those medications where pill splitting would be feasible both clinically and would make sense economically. And on that list, a couple of prominent classes of medications are apparent. One, antidepressant. Another, medications for hypertension. And then thirdly, medications that are used to lower cholesterol.
And in prescriptions of that sort, you say, it might be advisable for a doctor to prescribe big pills, bigger than the patient actually requires, and then for the patient to go and cut them in half?
That's exactly right.
Isn't pill splitting, it's not diamond cutting, but it requires a steady hand, and aren't you likely to lose some pills in the process of trying to cut the pills in half?
There are some issues in terms of whether patients can accurately split these pills. In many cases, the process of pill splitting is made easier by the fact that these tablets are scored. They actually have a line down the middle of them that facilitates pill splitting. In some cases, the pills are so deeply scored that it's very difficult not to accurately split these pills.
Is there a danger, though, that, say, people might inadvertently take a pill, forgetting to split it, that would be twice the dosage advised?
That is one of the dangers, and clearly both physicians and patients have to discuss the process of pill splitting and what it requires. And I should note that the list of medications that we derived in this study specifically eliminated those medications where exact dosage on a particular day would be critical.
Is your article, which was published in the American Journal of Managed Care, an invitation to drug companies to revisit their pricing strategies and start charging double for pills that are twice the size?
Well, I think if this practice were to truly become widespread, pharmaceutical companies would have reason to reconsider their pricing structures. But again, the pricing structures represent a tradition that's been going on for many years, and drug companies may have other rationales for continuing to price drugs in a way that they are currently doing so.
Professor Stafford, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Randall Stafford is Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Stanford Center for Research and Disease Prevention at Stanford University Medical School. The article about pill splitting appears in the American Journal of Managed Care.